if it's been cloudy, and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is or has
changed.
When it goes without raining for weeks at a time, you might say we're having
dry spell.
The wind has been very gentle, and it's gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's doing what?
Blowing.
If it's just the opposite, and the wind has been strong, and it's getting weaker and weaker, what would you say about it?
The wind is dying down.
If there's a white coating on the ground in the morning, you say you had a
frost.
If it was so cold last night that ice formed on the lake, what would you say about the lake?
It was frozen.
If it's beginning to rain, but not raining, and not a fog, it's
misty.
What do you call the heavy white mist that comes out over the river?
Fog.
If the dishes are all dirty, you'd say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must blank the dishes.
Wash.
After she washes the dishes, what does she do with them?
Dries them.
All right. If you're talking about putting water on them to get the
rinse.
Soap off, you might. All right. What would you dry the dishes with?
A dishcloth.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe at the kitchen sink?
The water.
All right, what would you call the pipe?
Spigot.
What are the eating utensils that you set each plate with when you're setting the table?
A knife and a fork and a spoon.
Okay. All right, this one would throw me if you don't know anything about it. Just
and I
me.
Saw it, so I know.
Oh, okay. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
A sawbuck.
Would you use that word?
I wouldn't.
I thought that was someone asked me.
I'd probably call it a horse or something.
I'd call it maybe a sawhorse or something, but I don't think I've never even thought about what it was. I never thought about chopping wood.
I thought it was a $10 bill or something.
You straighten your hair with a comb and
brush?
Yep, straighten it, that's the word you use. You sharpen a straight razor with a leather.
Say strap.
What
that
do you put
says strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
A bullet. I need that one.
A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on. You know, they go up and down like this.
A seesaw.
What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children use to jump up and down on? I've never experienced this piece of equipment either. So that's fine.
Want me to read it?
No. If it's not part, see, there's certain things that we wouldn't
that I'm
even
not
have
supposed
here.
To. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. Children get on each end and spin around on it. What do you call it?
A spinning jenny.
And if children are on this, what would you say they're doing?
Spinning.